We'll turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. I draw your attention to verses 21 and 22. Now he which establisheth you with us in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. These verses tell us about the standing that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ through God's grace. You'll notice that the Trinity is in the text. We read there of Christ, established us with you in Christ. And then the one that who has done that and given the anointing is God. That's God the Father. And so there's God the Father and there's Christ, God the Son. And then we have been sealed by God who has given us the earnest of the Spirit. So here's another person in our hearts, the Spirit in our hearts. And so there are three persons clearly in the text. The Trinity is everywhere in our Christian experience. We have an experience of salvation that involves God the Father. But it is not without his Son, Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit, the third person, is never absent either. God has saved us, but God is not one, God is three. And the Trinity is here and it's everywhere in the Bible. That's why it is a fundamental of the Christian church, a fundamental doctrine. And we're even being baptized in the name of that triune God. The three persons are invoked in the one name in our baptism. Because our experience of salvation is the experience of knowing three persons. And so here it is. But not only the Trinity, there's the church here. You notice what Paul says. He's established us. Wherever Paul is at that time that he writes, and those who are with him, but with you. So it's something common that Paul has and the brethren who are with him and those who are in Corinth, though they are separated by space. Nevertheless, as part of the church, this has happened to them all in common. And this is something that is common with all the saints. This is true of the church. This is true of you today, even 2,000 years later after this epistle. This is what connects the whole church of Jesus Christ. We're a body. And we've been established in Christ. And we've been anointed by God. And the Holy Spirit has been given to us as the earnest. And this is Christian experience for all the saints. And it's a wonderful position that every Christian has. You'll notice there, just to look at the verbs, we're established. You've been established. You're not running about hither and thither and blowing about with every wind. And under this cult and under that darkness, established, confirmed as it is. And then anointed. That refers to the Holy Spirit coming upon the child of God. And that's what we have in common with all the saints. They all have this anointing. The Spirit has come into their lives. This anointing. And that anointing is not taken away. Because it seals us too. We have sealed us. We have an anointing from the Holy One. And it sealed us. And if something's sealed, it means it's identified as the person whose insignia is on that seal. And that insignia is God's name. God's name. That's That's the name that went on our foreheads in baptism. That's the mark we have. Not the mark of the beast. We have the mark of the saints. We're sealed. That means we're identified as God's. You belong to the Lord, you're Christ's. You belong to the Savior. Have you grasped that truth? You believe in him and you're his. And he sealed you. That means he'll keep you. You're his property. He'll not lose you. His seal's on you. He'll not lose you. The Holy Spirit can't be taken away from your life. Just like the waters of baptism can't be wiped away from your forehead. You're sealed. And then also you're given the earnest. This is a down payment. The deposit. You know, you put a deposit on a house. That secures that house. The rest will come. It's yours. You want it. The deposits. The rest will come. And God has put a deposit in us. Not any deposit either. It's his Holy Spirit. The earnest, the deposit of the Holy Ghost. He's given us the Holy Spirit. He'll not leave us. He'll not forsake us. Whatever we go through, whatever trials we face, he will never leave us nor forsake us. He's invested too much in us. He's invested his Holy Spirit in us. He's laid the deposit. He'll bring us to heaven. He'll keep us to the end. And lastly, I want you to notice the little, two little words, verse 21. In Christ. How's it all come about? In Christ. Is it because you're a good chap? Because you're fine and your prayers are so mighty? Is this how this has all come about? In Christ. It's come through Christ. Through grace. If you have Christ, you have all this. This is the place the child of God is in. He's in Christ. That's the heart of Pauline's theology. In Christ. In Christ. And that's why this supper is so comforting for us. Because again, it's a reminder of what the Lord Jesus says. You're mine. This is my body. It's broken for you. This is my blood. It's shed for you. You're safe. You're secure. You can have comfort because you're mine. You're trusting and believing in me. So keep on believing in Jesus. Keep on trusting in Christ. Keep on fellowshipping with the Lord and be comforted. And let this supper comfort you today.